Marina Levitska became a literary star at the age of 58 with her first novel, A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian. It was a critical and commercial success, winning prizes and selling millions. It drew heavily on her own life. She's the daughter of two Ukrainians who'd been taken to Germany as forced labourers by the Nazis. She was born in a refugee camp before her family settled in Britain. Her new novel, which is her fifth, is set on a housing estate in North London, and it's called The Lubetkin Legacy. And Marina Levitska, let's start with the title, The Lubetkin Legacy. Bertolt Lubetkin was a real person. He was a modernist architect. How did he inspire the book?
The thing you notice when you walk around in London is that the whole place seems as though it's being rebuilt. There are cranes and roadworks and building works. But gradually, as you look around you, you see that behind all of this commotion, there are traces of an older, different way of life. A lot of council housing is still there, which is being hemmed in by these new buildings. And a lot of the finest social housing that was built in post-war London and pre-war London, actually, was built by Lubetkin and his company. So I started looking around and asking questions about who was this person? Why did he build like this? What's the story?
And your characters inhabit a fictional tower block
that they
he designed in North London. And the story alternates between Bertie, who's a middle-aged man who lives with his mother, he's a failed actor, and Violet, who's a beautiful young woman who's originally from Kenya. Why did you decide to structure the book in that way?
Partly because, like real life, we come very close to people. We can live next door to them without really knowing very much about them. But partly it's because London itself has become such a sort of hub of people from all over the world.
And in the book, you write about social housing, as you've mentioned, the so-called bedroom tax, disability allowance, corruption in Kenya, offshore wealth management. You seem pretty angry with the world today, are you?
Well, I'm angry, I'm cross, but I've tried not to write an angry book because I hate to read angry books. I've tried to take all of those themes and find the little kernels of humour that are lurking in there. So something that could have been angry, I hope has turned out to be quite funny.
Given you live in Yorkshire, you live in Sheffield.
Yes, I do.
Why have you written about London?
Because the same things that are happening in London are happening in Yorkshire and in all the other big cities in England. You know, it's this stripping out of everything that was public is being sold off and, you know, schools, churches, police courts, public buildings is suddenly being turned into luxury housing. And you can see that what's happening in London is foreshadowing what's going to happen everywhere else.
Your first book, A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian, was rejected 36 times before it was published, as I said, when you were 58. What kept you going?
I really like writing, and at the end of a day at work, it seems a funny sort of thing to say, but nothing would have given me more pleasure than to come home and sit down in front of the computer. In fiction, not as in real life, the author is in control. So things can happen, you know, you can have an argument with your boss at work, you get a parking ticket, but if you're writing about them, you can turn them into something funny and something in which you're the person that has the power.
That's very interesting because a lot of characters in your books are people, in a sense, without power. Do you feel it's your job, in a way, to give a voice to them?
I suppose that's something that I can do. And also because most of my life I haven't been a powerful person, so I understand where people are coming from. For example, Bertolt in The Lubetkin Legacy happens to share a birthday with George Clooney. And so a constant theme in the narrative is that he's always comparing himself with this successful actor. How did he get to be so successful? Why am I such a failure? And I think that that's often a backdrop to people's lives. You know, what have they got that I haven't got? And as a novelist, you can give people that voice.
One thing that did strike me about the new novel is that there are far fewer Ukrainian characters in this book than in, say, some of your previous books. Why is that?
Things have changed a lot in Ukraine, and the country which I remember as being idyllic and peaceful, where my cousins still live, and that my parents told me about in, you know, fairy stories. That country doesn't really exist anymore. It's become a battleground, and I hate it. And I find it so distressing, and most of all because I can't really see what the battle's about.
And there have clearly been such huge changes in Ukraine since you wrote A Short History back in 2005. Can you ever imagine yourself writing about that country head-on in a novel?
Well, I would like to write more about Ukraine, or maybe even something set in Ukraine. But at the moment, it would be very hard to write a comic novel about it. And Ukrainian literature has a great comic tradition. You know, we have Gogol as our leading writer. And Ukrainians used to be very good at laughing at themselves in a wry sort of way and cracking a joke, a bit like Yorkshire people are. But that sort of spirit seems to have gone now.
Would you like to write a serious novel?
Not really. I think it would be terrible.
Marina Levitska, thanks so much for talking to us about the Lubetkin legacy.